Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Thank you to all of my loyal listeners for being here with me on the journey. And if you are new to my podcast, I also welcome you. In today's episode, I have been called to just basically start this podcast. I was feeling a calling to do the podcast, wasn't really too sure exactly what it was going to be about, but I think it's going to be a mishmash of different things that I have going on in my life currently and just kind of where I'm at. I'm reading a very interesting book currently. It's called The Miracle Morning, and it's basically a compilation of a lot of things that I've done throughout the years, which is very interesting. The fellow that wrote the book, basically his business tanked in 2008, being a coach. Of course, when the economy's not doing great, the first thing off the budget would be paying for any coaching sessions. And so he lost a lot of his business. And so he started kind of researching what the wealthy do as part of their morning routine. And he kind of found six things that people say contribute to their wealth and their success. And so he decided, well, if there's six things that the wealthy do, what if I just did all six of those things every single day? And so that's kind of how the book came to be, The Miracle Morning. And so basically, he has an acronym. It's called SAVERS. So the first is silence. A is affirmations. V is visualizations. E is exercise. R is for reading. And the last S is for scribing or journaling. And so, yeah, I have utilized a lot of these tools throughout the years. And I do really love how he's kind of put it all into like doing each of those things in your, adding it into your repertoire for the day. There's different ways of making it fit into your life, but yeah, it's pretty cool. And so, you know, I've kind of had to take a look at, you know, how things went over the last year. You know, I kind of started out the year by asking a few questions, and a lot of different businesses and different things showed up for me, all of which I chose and I worked with. And then that, you know, things just didn't go how you think it. This is the thing. This is like life's a dance, right? It's you choose things until you no longer choose them. And so it is very, very interesting, this whole last year of the things that showed up that were really, really cool, amazing products, amazing devices. And yet, some of this stuff with the companies wasn't great. One company couldn't keep up with product. Another company couldn't keep up with quality. And so, but yet there was no other company making this product. So it's actually been a very, very interesting year. So this year, what I have decided to do is to simply focus on two things, for now. You know, I'm always open to things when things show up or whatever. And again, it's just following the energy on things, right? So basically, I'm going to be working with our precious metals company, because it's really an amazing company. And I mean, who doesn't love gold and silver? Gold and silver are God's money. It's sound money. And I just feel that it's an important place to maybe invest some of our funds into. But also I love that it is a private membership. So, what you're doing within the membership is protected. And that's something, especially with how things went down in Canada and freezing of bank accounts, was to me quite terrifying. There was things that took place within the government that I didn't think they could do, and they did. So anyway, I'm not going to get too much into that, but that's one area that I'm going to be focusing on this year, simply because it's an amazing company. And it's really cool that you can buy bullion, but you can also buy collectibles too. And I'm truly loving that. So that's one aspect. of what my year is going to look like. And the other is going to be more around your spiritual self-care. I do have a spiritual self-care group on Facebook. I do plan to show up more in there, and also doing spiritual retreats. I have a few retreats up my sleeve. I've already got two booked that are going to be taking place, one coming up not this weekend, but the weekend after. And that's going to be kind of a private retreat with a bunch of ladies that are friends. And then actually I have another one in April that is also, it's going to be a few hours from where I live. And it's also a group of ladies just getting together to have their own little retreat with me facilitating. And so if that's something that interests you, you can certainly reach out to me. It is a lot of fun. It's a lot of spiritual growth. It's a lot of connecting to your intuition and developing your abilities. But it's also a journey of healing and releasing things from the past. It could be past life stuff. It could be ancestral stuff. But I'm also developing some other retreats for... I'm developing a retreat right now for healers just to help harness your power and your potency in making your sessions stronger, including doing distance sessions as well. So that's kind of just what's been on my radar, and that's kind of going to be my focus this year, I think. So it's like there is an energy kind of right now of, I don't know if I want to say being stuck, but just unsure of what direction to move in or what steps to take next. And so, you know, I'm kind of working through those aspects of that, even though I have things in motion and I have the ideas and I have, you know, dates booked and all of that. It just kind of feels like there's this interesting energy. And so I'm going to be using my Miracle Mornings to just kind of get more clear around what my next steps are and really kind of develop what this next year is going to unfold like. We actually have a very busy spring coming up. I have quite a few events. I'm also going to be going to Red Deer for a soulful market where there's going to be a bunch of us readers there. My dear friend Sue in Alberta is going to be putting it on. And so I'm very, very excited about that. So yeah, I have some kind of big things coming up, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, on top of being busy. And then we're going to be in Vegas for a convention for our gold and silver business. So that is going to be really exciting. And, hopefully we'll get a couple of days to, I mean, it's not a relaxing holiday in Vegas. There's so much to do and it's go, go, go. But it should be a fun getaway for us as well. So I think what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to pull some cards. I did not pull cards for the month of February. I did pull some cards for you guys in January. And so I'm going to pull some cards for the month of March. And let's just kind of see what that's going to look like, what the theme is going to be. Oh, interesting. So as I said, I'm going to be stepping into doing more guidance with self-care and healing is the theme for the month of March. And so what does healing mean? So I want to talk to that a little bit. So I think, again, in the third dimension, which is this reality, there's a lot of lies that people buy. When I'm doing my work in the fifth dimension, I get to see a different perspective. And I love that because it is so much more ease and joy than when you're in the third dimension, which is this reality. Lots of people think in order to heal, like there's so much to do. And you know, I think lots of people think they're broken. And if that's you, I want you to stop right now. I want you to stop thinking that you are broken because you are not broken. If you were to acknowledge that you're just an infinite being coming here and having human experiences, there is absolutely nothing wrong with you. It's just an experience. And it is what you do with that information that will either make you think you are broken, which again is the lie, or think that you have this long healing journey ahead of you. But ultimately, it's really just an expression of your experiences. And if you were to just acknowledge that you're an infinite being and just release that and let go of resisting and any resistance to healing, you would see a huge shift in your reality. So anyway, again, everyone has their journey. You know, whatever it is that you focus on or whatever you believe will create that for you. But I just really kind of want to just say those words around the healing. And, you know, you may be having some, maybe some physical discomforts where your body does require healing. And I'm going to say, like, even talking about the miracle morning, you know, I've done visualizations and healed my body. I was diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis that that carried on until I was 30, almost 30. Let me think here. Yeah, I must have been 30 because it was after I had my third daughter. Every time I was pregnant, I would go into remission, but within 6 months after giving birth, it would always return. And so I used visualization to heal myself. And well, I did it when she was probably around 6 months to a year old, and she's now going to be 22 in a few months. So that just shows you how long it's been since I've healed myself, and I have not had any symptoms since. So it is possible, and it is possible to do healing around asking your body what it requires to heal. So maybe there's just some mineral vitamin deficiencies. You might be lacking some nutrients because our bodies need nutrients in order to repair. If they don't have that energy or those nutrients to repair, how can it do it? So it's actually quite simple. We as human beings complicate it. So that's the theme for the month, is healing. So I'm going to share three cards with you. If you haven't done this before, the first card is always what's blocking you. The second card is what will heal or resolve it. And then the third card is the outcome. And then I often turn the deck over for a fourth card, which is about moving forward. So what is in the first position of is being blocked is that there's new beginnings that you are resisting. So the energy that I would say here is really around, you know, not being able to let go of the old ways, of old things that are falling away. You are too focused on what you have lost rather than acknowledging that those things no longer serve you and moving forward with new beginnings. So right there, if you're resisting all of those things and you're looking in the rearview mirror, how can you move forward with ease and grace and joy? So that's the first card. That's what's blocking you. The second card is light. Okay. And what's very interesting is, I'm just trying to remember if I mentioned it in the podcast. I think I did in the last podcast around setting boundaries, and how I was listening to a seminar and how she was speaking about, you know, stepping into your light, and how I ended up getting a gold note. I'm pretty sure I shared that story. I hope I did. I work in so many platforms now, I'm starting to kind of forget where. And I will be doing a part two on my Just Show Up with Janine Facebook page around getting that gold note. So that's also on my plate today to release that as well. So it comes back to, what is your strength? What are you here to do? What comes with ease to you? What do you love to do? That's what your purpose is. And it's really stepping into your light. And the other thing is not dimming your light around others. Because I had a recent experience and what I shared in my last episode around, you know, this person really trying to steal my light and really trying to dim my light around the work that I do, because this person doesn't agree with what I do. And I allowed that. So why are we allowing others to dim our light? So just know who you are as a person and as a being. Know thyself, okay? Be confident in who you are. Others might not understand what you do or know you or understand your whole journey because they haven't been on your journey. But that's what's going to heal or resolve you know, holding back from letting go of all the things that are falling away that are no longer serving you. So now you have to step into your light and step into your power and step into who you came here to be and do. And your purpose is whatever lights you up, whatever you love to do, find that. And if you don't know, ask a question. Show me what I truly desire. Ask that question. Ask and ye shall receive. Okay? The outcome is I'm going to say a commitment to you. A commitment to you and your purpose and what you love to do. That's going to be the outcome, is just more of your light shining, but also having more boundaries and more self-respect, which is going to reflect back to everyone in your path and maybe even attract some new people, new friends who are willing to support you unconditionally because you love and support and accept yourself unconditionally. So that's kind of, it's an interesting kind of theme here around healing and coming into your own, but also learning to let go of those things that are no longer serving you, so that you can kind of step into your light and really commit to yourself and your journey and your path. And as I always say, you know, you are the creator of your life. So what is it that you want to create? So I am going to suggest that you get a journal and you really start writing down all of the things that you want to achieve, even if you don't know how on earth you're going to achieve them. You're still going to write it down as your blueprint to the universe, because what that does is it forces you to look within yourself and say, what is it that I truly desire? What lights me up? What makes me happy? What fulfills me? And then the universe will start to place things on your path, synchronicities, all of the things, to help you achieve those things. So moving forward is really about embracing who you are, embracing your path, embracing your life. And as I usually say at the end of my podcast, if something isn't working for you, you can change it. But ultimately, that's up to you. You have free will. God doesn't control these things. You are a sovereign being with free will. You are the creator of your life. So what is it that you are avoiding, or what is it that you are not asking for? What is it that you are not really stepping into? So I'm going to invite you to really embrace yourself as the being. You are powerful, you are potent, you are amazing, and really step into that. Okay, so that is kind of, I guess, what the podcast was all about today. It was just, you know, the theme of the month, some things to look at, some things to work on, and, you know, just taking those steps. You know what you need to do, but are you doing them? So are you willing to make yourself enough of a priority to do those things for your self-care, be it, you know, in the area of your health, be it in the area of your relationships, be it in the area of your finances, your career, whatever that might be? Are you willing to just start taking those steps? This morning I was kind of feeling very blocked and I thought, well, I'll start with doing my exercise because I know that's something I have to do today, because that's my commitment to myself. It's just getting that movement in my body done and over with. It increases oxygen and blood flow to my brain. I feel so much better. I feel so much more alive. It gets the toxins and the lymphatic system moving to get all of that waste product out of my body. So that's just one of my self-care items. And maybe you need to make a list. Like, what are your self-care items? Maybe you do need to look at the Miracle Morning. But it really is all about stepping into your spiritual self-care, which to me involves everything on just not just on the spiritual, but mind, body, and soul, right? They're all interconnected. There is no such thing as a peeing section in a pool. So you can try to segregate things out, but it isn't working. And so be honest with yourself and get really clear about where you need to focus and what you need to really step into. So that is today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. If you know of someone that you think could maybe hear these words, or maybe just have that reading for the theme for the month and some things to maybe work on or look at, or you think it might contribute, please do share this episode out. All right. Well, acknowledge that you are the creator of your life. And if something isn't working for you, you can change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.